What's good, everyone? G Money Stacks, aka Lonely Nomad, aka the Greginator, aka the Rookie of New York, and I want to talk to you about Anchor and my show. Anchor is a free hosting site and phone app which is owned by Spotify. It's the easiest, awesome way to make a podcast. Why are you wasting your money paying for a hosting site to promote your podcast with limited storages? Forget about it! I'll explain. There's creation tools that allow you to record, edit, monetize, add music intros, music outros, uploading episodes with unlimited storages of your podcast right from your phones, computers, laptops, and tablets. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Plus, you get sponsorships. It's everything you need to make a podcast, including the listeners supporting your show. That way, you can listen to the episodes of my show off the Meat Rat Chains New York podcast, the unfiltered comedy show about the stories mixed with entertainment, music, real life segments, and much more. Now, where can you find, follow, and listen to the show, you ask? You can follow the podcast on Facebook and Instagram, which is off the Meat Rat Chains NY podcast, alongside with my Instagram handle, GMoneyStacks555 in Queens and Queens, New York. To spell it out is OFFTHEMEATRACKCHAINZ NYPODCAST, all in one word. Now, streaming platforms, in case you missed any of the episodes. We are on Anchor, Audio Burst, Breaker, Podorama, Listen Notes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, Podchaser, Pocket Cast, Podcast Addict, Player FM, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and please don't forget that Off the Meat Rat Chains New York podcast is on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and YouTube. If you have a dream of creating and becoming a podcaster like myself and individual friends that is co-hosting with me, go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Take advantage of the opportunity that's thrown in your face. If I could do it and reach success, so can you. Let's go. Yes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, new listeners and current listeners from all around the world, including Canada, the USA, areas of Long Island, plus the five boroughs of New York, of Brooklyn, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, Queens. This is your host with the most, G Money Stacks, aka Lonely Nomad, aka the Greginator, aka Rookie Podcaster of Queens, New York. And you're now tuning in and rocking with Off the Meat Rat Chains New York podcast. Episode 44. That's right. Episode 44 is already being started in the books. A round of applause, please. First and foremost, unfortunately, my laptop's out of commission, so I'm using a tablet to actually do my recording. So this is just for the time being until I get me a new one. So for now, it's just going to be the tablet to record for now. So first and foremost, if you are new to the channel and you would like to be a guest on the show, whether you have topic ideas, whether you are a singer, rapper, DJ, producer, VJ, radio personality, podcast host, along with other career fields. And if you like a chain letter being read on the air that you need advice on, all you need to do is go to the email right here, which is offthemeatratchainsnypodcast@gmail.com. That's offthemeatratchainsnypodcast@gmail.com. Now, we got some sad news to start with. Unfortunately, a man named BJ Thomas, Grammy-winning singer known for his hits Raindrops, Hooked on a Feeling, passes away at age 78. Yes, I know it's pretty sad. I don't usually start with sad news, but that's something I have to do. So this is a serious one. So let's get to it. So BJ Thomas, the Grammy-winning singer who enjoyed success on the pop, country, and gospel charts with such hits as I Just Can't Help Believing, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and Hooked on a Feeling, has died. He was 78. Thomas, who announced in March that he has been diagnosed with lung cancer, died from complications of the disease Saturday at his home in Arlington, Texas. His publicist, Jeremy Westby, said in a statement. A Hugo, Oklahoma native who grew up in Houston, Billy Joe Thomas broke through in 1966 with a gospel-styled cover of Hank Williams' I'm So Lonesome I Could Try, and went on to sell millions of records and have dozens of hits across genres. He reached number one with pop, adult, contemporary, and country listeners in 1976, to be exact, with Hey, Won't You Play? Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song. The same year, his home, Where I Belong, became one of the first gospel albums to be certified platinum for selling more than 1 million copies. Dionne Warwick, who duetted with Thomas, sent out a tweet Saturday with her condolences. And she says, my sincere condolences to the family of one of my favorite duet partners, BJ Thomas. I will miss him, as I know so many others will as well. Rest in peace, my friend. Thomas' signature recording was Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, a number one pop hit and an Oscar winner for the best original song as part of the soundtrack to one of the biggest movies of 1969. The Irrelevant to be exact, Western Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Thomas wasn't the first choice to perform the whimsical ballad composed by Burt Bacharach, and Hal David, Ray Stevens turned the songwriters down. But his warm, soulful tenure fit the song's easygoing mood, immortalized on film during the scene when Butch, Paul Newman, shows off his new bicycle to Etta Place. Catherine Ross, the girlfriend of the Sundance Kid, Robert Redford. Raindrops has since been heard everywhere from The Simpsons to Forrest Gump and was voted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 2013. But at first, not everyone was satisfied. Thomas was recovering from laryngitis while recording the soundtrack version, and his vocals are raspier than for the track released on its own. Redford, meanwhile, doubted that the song even belonged in Butch Cassidy. When the film was released, I highly critical how did the song fit with the film. There was no rain, Redford told USA Today in 2019. At the time, it seemed like a dumb idea. How wrong I was. Thomas would later say, the phenomenon of raindrops exacerbated an addiction to pills and alcohol, which dated back to his teens, when a record producer in Houston suggested he take amphetamines to keep his energy up. He was touring and recording constantly and taking dozens of pills a day. By 1976, Hey Won't You Play, another Somebody Wrong song, was hitting number one. He felt like he was number 1,000. I was at the bottom with my addictions and my problems, he said in 2020 on the Derby Campbell Good Time Show. He started a spiritual awakening shared with his wife, Gloria Richardson, with helping him to get clean. Thomas had a few pop hits after the mid-1970s, but he continued to score on the country charts with such number one songs as Whatever Happened to Old Fashioned Love and Looks from an Old Lover. In the 1970s and early 80s, he was also a top gospel and inspirational singer, winning 2 Dove Awards and 5 Grammys, including a Grammy in 1979 for Best Gospel Performance for The Lord's Prayer. Fans of the 1980s sitcom Growing Pains heard him as a singer of the show's theme song. He also acted in a handful of movies, including Jury and Jake's Corner, and toured often. Recent recordings included Living Room Music, featuring cameos from Lyle Lovett, Vince Gill, and Richard Marx. He had planned to record in 2020 in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, but the sessions were delayed because of the pandemic. Thomas married Richardson in 1968 and had 3 daughters, Paige, Nora, Aaron. He and his wife worked on the 1982 memoir In Tune, Finding How Good Life Can Be. His book, Home Where I Belong, came out in 1978 and was co-authored by Jerry B. Jenkins, later famous for the million-selling Left Behind religious novels written with Tim LaHaye. Besides music, Thomas loved baseball, as a kid, and started calling himself BJ because so many Little League
teammates also were named Billy Joe. By his teens, he was singing in church and had joined a local rock band. The Triumphs, whom he would stay with into his 20s. He enjoyed Ernest Tubbs, Hank Williams, and other country performers his parents liked. But on his own, he was inspired by the soul and rhythm and blues singers he heard on the radio or saw on stage, notably Jackie Wilson, whose hit Ballad to Be Loved, Thomas later covered and adopted as a kind of guide to his life. Now, in case you guys are wondering on what the segment is, this is basically chatting on the jazz right here. It's a segment where we get to talk about the trending and particular topics that don't get the recognition. So each week you're gonna have interesting topics. You're gonna have some stories that don't get the recognition. So I'll be the one to talk about it. I was raised in a family dysfunctional situation, and I went through years of intense alcoholism and drug addiction. So the song was always a touchstone for me. When you open yourself up to drugs and alcohol at such a young age, it becomes something you have to deal with the rest of your life, he told the Huffington Post in 2014. In quote, what a roadblock and heartbreak and times of failure these addictions have caused me. But I had that little piece of lightning from that song. That's the essence of the whole thing, to love and be loved. And that takes a lifetime to accomplish. It's always been an important part of my emotions. Okay. So this is going to be an SIP2. SIP to BJ Thomas. And speaking of which, we also have some terrible news. So a fake superhero made an attack on Washington Square Park. Man, this is a crazy thing about people who do crazy acts, especially a fake superhero. Hold on. Okay. So, let's go to the article of the New York Post, shall we? All right, here we go. Okay, man dressed as Joker gets into a fight at Washington Square Park. A man seen in the ambulance after a fight broke out in Washington Square Park. Washington Square Park devolved into another chaotic free-for-all overnight, with a man dressed as the Joker assaulting another in the wee hours of Sunday as cops appeared to turn a blind eye to the park's midnight closing time. Cops said no arrests were made Saturday night into Sunday as out-of-control revelers once again packed the Greenwich Village green space, despite neighbors' continuous complaints about the park's descent into lawlessness. Shortly after 2 a.m. Sunday, someone dressed as the Batman villain slugged a 38-year-old man during a beef before taking off, according to police. The victim was taken to Beth Israel Hospital and was listed in stable condition, cops said. Okay. My take on this, before I continue with this article, this person has to be the stupidest human being to actually wear a Joker costume to plan an attack on a 38-year-old person. That is the most ridiculous shit that I ever that I ever heard in my life. And this deserves a buzzer. And I'm like, man, and you wonder why things ain't safe no more. Anyway, where was I? One witness told the Post that the Joker is a fixture at the park and gets violent with others often. Joker guy is here every fucking weekend in Washington Square Park, he said. I'm not sure if he's homeless or what he is, but he's here every weekend. Meanwhile, a 76-year-old man told police he put down his bag inside the famous arch to take a picture of his son on Saturday night, only to find out that someone has swiped it. The bag contained the man's wallet, credit cards, keys, and a cell phone, according to police. Dozens of cops arrested at the arch at the park around 11 p.m., but simply watched the revelers despite being pelted with insults. What curfew? Asked Upper West Side student Ezel Van Epps, 20. It's a fucking park. They like to pick and choose when to enforce it. The rowdy group carried on into the early hours, smoking, drinking, and dancing as music blasted. I want partier who said he goes by the name G5, stood in the crowd sipping from a red plastic cup while holding a beer. End quote. I don't have a problem with the curfew, he said. Sometimes it can get inappropriate, but you have to give people a place to come back from after a year of being locked down. Shortly after 1:30 a.m., police started telling people in the park, including a DJ, that they had to leave because it was past curfew. Although a small group appeared to ignore the order and remained past 2:30 a.m. On Sunday morning, volunteers picked up trash, including Budweiser and water bottles, that was strewn about the park, the Washington Square Park Conservancy tweeted. Excuse me for the butcher. Mayhem erupted at the famed Manhattan Park Friday into Saturday, with two people knifed in a brawl and a man beaten and robbed of his cell phone, cops said. In all, six people were injured, including a 77-year-old cook at a local diner who was allegedly thrown into a window by an irate 27-year-old Brooklyn man, Gregory Conwell. Conwell, whose prosecutor said is homeless, faces second-degree assault and other charges and was ordered held on bail at his arraignment Sunday. The bailing prompted city officials to impose a 10 p.m. curfew, weekend curfew 2 weeks ago, amid a rash of complaints from neighbors that the area was turning into an out-of-control crime haven, but reinstated the park's regular midnight closing time this weekend. The city parks department said that the decision on the curfew is made in conjunction with the NYPD, which did not address why police didn't enforce the midnight closing time on Sunday. End quote. The NYPD continues to work with the Park Enforcement Patrol to address conditions in the park. An NYPD spokesman said in a statement, end quote, in changes of park closing times, earlier or later, are at the direction of the parks department. Okay. All right, let's see. I ain't got nothing else to talk about on there. So let's go to the parents being angry. So the So the parents being angry with New York City private school for teaching first graders masturbation. That's right. Why a private school is going to be teaching masturbation, man? I mean, come on. Do you really want to teach first graders to jack off and stuff? Like, really though? That's just crazy to me. So let's get into this article right here, shall we? So, parents at this upscale New York City private school are not on board with the lesson of consent. Sex education being taught within schools is generally understood as necessary to maintain the health and society of our generation of leaders. Of course, debates about the type of content being taught to students and the age that the enforce, excuse me, the information is being presented to them is something hotly debated in parent circles. Sorry about the cars, folks. I can't really control that. According to TMZ, a few parents at an upscale New York City private school are filled with rage after learning that their first graders were being taught masturbation and were also told to not allow their parents or grandparents to touch them without consent. Whew. Hold on a minute. Okay, let's continue here. A teacher at the Darton School allegedly showed students footage from the cartoon series A Maze, where a little boy asks a question about erections. Hey, how come sometimes my penis get big sometimes and points in the air? The boy adds, sometimes I touch my penis because it feels good. A little girl then chimes in. Sometimes when I'm in my bath or when my mom puts me to bed, I like to touch my vulva too. Check out the clip for yourself. I'm not even gonna put, I don't know, I'm not even gonna play this, man. All right. Some parents were not filming the video. However, according to the video, the New York Post, the real anger was triggered over the part of the lesson about consent. The students were reportedly taught not to allow their guardians to touch them without asking for their permission first. One mother told the Post, I'm paying 50 grand to these assholes to tell my kid not to let their grandfather hug her when he sees her. Another mother reasoned if she tried to fight back, she would subsequently be canceled. Oh boy, here we go again with the cancel culture, which I hate. A spokesperson for the school said, as part of Darton's comprehensive health curriculum for students, a lesson on gender and bodies included two evidence-based and age-appropriate videos approved for students 4 years and older. These videos align with nationally recognized methodologies and standards. We consistently review our health curriculum, making sure that the content is developmentally appropriate, and if necessary, we adapt our curriculum accordingly. Okay. Do you find the content appropriate for first graders? Okay. Now, before I even go to the next topic in regards to Miles Teller, would I say that if this is appropriate for first graders? No, I don't. And I would agree with the parents. Reason being is because Like usually, if you're gonna usually if you know if a son wants to learn about all these things, they have to be at a certain age. Like they would have to be 18 and up. I say 18 and up, and that's my stance on that. All right. So we go to Miles Teller. Miles Teller Fumes, to be exact. So Miles Teller Fumes after being punched in the face at Maui restaurant. Ooh. Punched in the face? Damn. Okay. So Miles Teller, it was a stranger who attacked him at Maui restaurant and hit him in the bathroom, but found that there was a connection he might not know. Check out the video we got. It shows the aftermath of the battle where Miles was detained after being beaten. He says the man who hit him several times is a loser. One of the men allegedly touched Miles is married to a wedding planner who seems to have a history of dating the Miles. Kelly said in a Vogue article that he worked with the company to plan a marriage. Sources related to the couple have told TMZ that Miles and Kelly did not pay the bill. The wedding planner husband has already spoken to police and has heard that a criminal investigation into the case is underway. The couple's lawyer, Trey Label, told TMZ, "I understand that the quarrel is a financial dispute related to the couple's wedding and may currently exist in connection with this case. I appreciate the local claims of my client and the party's previous business transactions." Hold on. Okay. Where was I? Okay. So it may currently exist in connection with the case. I did read that part. TMZ broke the story. Miles and Kelly had dinner at the Monkey Pod Kitchen in Maui. Monkey Pod Kitchen in Maui on Wednesday, faced the beating. Miles didn't look seriously injured. They left the restaurant without incident. According to witnesses, the band claimed that Miles had a $60,000 debt to him and his wife for services related to the 2019 wedding. Miles tweeted after our report, "I was jumped by two guys in the bathroom. I never met them in my life." Kelly said the story of Miles being beaten by TMZ over money is completely wrong. Miles was trapped in the bathroom and then jumped by two men he had never met. She goes on, in quote, excuse me. "It looks like these same guys have done this to many people. Thanks to Maui for their support. This is not a criminal investigation." Miles Teller fumes after being punched in the face at Maui restaurant. Source link: Miles Teller fumes after being punched in the face at Maui restaurant. Okay, this is terrible. I don't really got much to say on this. Let's go to, hold on. Is there any other topic that I forget to do? Wait. All right, let's do the facts and scratch. Okay, hold on. Vax and scratch program to be extended to this week at 10 sites were statewide. Anyway, New York's Vax and Scratch program will be extended at 10 state-run vaccination sites into this week. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Saturday these 18 years and older can get a free $20 lottery scratch-off ticket at the 10 sites across New York. The jackpot is $5 million. I repeat, $5 million. All right. End quote. A robust vaccination program is a vital cornerstone of New York's efforts to rebuild our economy. And the state is implementing creative strategies to convince residents and families to get vaccinated for COVID-19, Cuomo said in a statement. This is potential 5 million grandpas for getting vaccinated is the latest salvo, in our campaign to convince New Yorkers to take the shot. And we're extending it to give even more people a chance at a winning ticket. The sites are taking walk-ins and appointments. The following sites taking part in the program next week includes, so, Queensbury Aviation Mall, Sears, 578 Aviation Road, Queensbury, Rochester Dome Arena, 2695 East Henrietta Road, Jones Beach Field 3, 1 Ocean Parkway, Wantagh, Suffolk County, Brentwood, 1001 Crooked Hill Road, Brentwood, SUNY Orange, 9 East Conkling Avenue, Middletown, Austin Fairgrounds, 249 Libertyville Road, New Paltz, SUNY 1 Onta, 108 Raven Parkway, 1 Onta, Bay Eating Senior Center, 1220 East 229th Street in the Bronx, SUNY Potsdam, 44 Pierre Point Avenue, Potsdam University at Buffalo South Campus, 3435 Main Street, Buffalo. Okay. All right, here's what I'm going to say on this right here. I would say it is kind of a good, it's kind of a, I'm a little conflicted. You have people who are, you know, a little hesitant to, you know, getting the COVID-19 vaccine. And then you have those that's already, you know, taking a risk. Now, I get that it's a personal choice, but at some point, there's going to be a time where you know every job is going to, you know, have people get vaccinated. Like you already have, you know, stadiums, performance venues and other places that's already trying to you know, get negative test evidence from people that's already vaccinated, which is a good thing. And you know, the reason I probably would agree with this is because of the fact that it just seems to me that you know, Like from like they take me for example. My sister already took the vaccine already. And she's still alive. You rarely hear about people being dead from the vaccine. You hear people who are dead from diseases more than the vaccine. Look, I haven't said this before, but the reason why they had to rush the vaccines is because they're dangerous variants that's actually making copies and multiplying itself. It's like the longer you prolong this, the harder it's going to be. The harder it's going to be. And I could just say this with a grain of salt that you don't want to prolong this thing because we can't continue to have, we can't get another wave, and we cannot have another lockdown. Because if we have another lockdown, we're going to be heading for an economic tsunami, which is five times worse than the Great Depression. And that's my stance on it. So let me just do this real quick. So let me see. Let me see if there's any other thing I want to talk about here. Oh yeah. Nashville. Nashville, hold on. We're gonna go to Nashville for a second. Okay, Nashville. Wait. Let's go to, yeah, hang on a minute. All right, give me a second, folks, while I type this up. Yeah. All right, here we go. So, a Nashville hat store sold not vaccinated star of David Patches. Protesters gathered on Saturday outside a hat store in Nashville that sold not vaccinated star of David Patches and compared vaccine passports to the Nazi practice of requesting your papers. Hold on. The store Heartworks said on Instagram in a post that was later deleted that it was selling the patches for $5. Amid an outbreak of anti-Semitic attacks across the country, the post was criticized on social media and outside the store, where protesters held signs saying no Nazis in Nashville and sell hats not hate. A separate post to the store's Instagram account, which also taunted mass free shopping and promoted the conspiracy theory that vaccines have microchips in them, which is not true, by the way. Hang on a minute. I want to say this though about the whole about conspiracy theories. And I may have said this before. Conspiracy theorists don't have factual information. They tend to spew fear into people into not taking the vaccine. I'm sorry, but I refuse to live in fear based on conspiracy theorists. And that's why I don't watch YouTube channels on YouTube with conspiracy theorists because they promote fear. And it's not just certain news channels. It's not just certain news channels. It's YouTubers who are conspiracy theorists that don't have the facts. Hang on a minute. Excuse me. All right, where was I? Yeah, a separate post to the store's Instagram account, which also touted mass free shopping and promoted the conspiracy theory that vaccines have microchips in them, said that all unvaccinated people will be segregated from society, marked, and must wear a mask. What comes next? The hat company Stetson said that as a result of the offensive content and opinions shared by Hartworks, it would stop selling its products through the store. Several other hat companies also announced they would immediately end distribution with the retailer, including Goren Brothers, Dorfman Pacific, Milano Hat Company, Akubra Bailey, and Kango. Brixton stated the company had not sold its products to the store in years and requested that its name be removed from the store's website. A post on the store's account responded to the criticism, said that I pay much more respect to history by standing up with the fallen than offering silence and compliance. A later post apologized and quote, for any insensitivity, saying my hopes was to share my genuine concern and fear, and to do all that I can do to make sure that nothing like the Holocaust ever happens again. Gigi Gaskins, who accordingly state the records is the store's owner, did not respond to requests for comment. Criticisms of the vaccine passports or digital proof of COVID-19 vaccination extends beyond the United States. In London and Brussels on Saturday, demonstrators gathered to protest vaccination requirements. Oregon said last week that it would require businesses to verify the vaccination status of customers before allowing them to enter without a mask, though business groups dare question the practicality of the requirement. New York has created the Excelsior Pass, but is not requiring that it be used widely. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee, a Republican, signed into law on Wednesday legislation prohibiting local governments from requiring businesses to verify proof of vaccination. All right. Like I said before, man, conspiracy theorists don't have factual information. They come up with made up stories to make it sound like it's true, but it really, really isn't. And I will actually say this, though. This is crazy. Anyway, let me see if I covered some of the topics right here. Well, I guess I actually did. Hold on. Okay, let me go to the breaking news part. Okay, let me go to the breaking news part about all right, let me do this story. Okay. So this is one of the stupidest individuals that actually just did this. So, a Florida man accused of waving a gun at Starbucks over cream cheese. Really though, cream cheese? Cream cheese, you go to Starbucks to wave a gun over cream cheese, not having enough cream cheese, really? Hold on a minute. Hold on. And this is just all right. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right, just a minute, folks. 3 days after an incident at Starbucks that involved him pulling a gun over cream cheese, a Florida man was able to leave jail. Early Saturday morning, 30-year-old Omar Wright had gone to Starbucks in the Miami Gardens area. But when they didn't give him any cream cheese, he became upset. I hate bitches like you, and you don't know who you're fucking with. I'm from Carroll City, he allegedly said to one of the employees, who happened to be the daughter of Miami Gardens Chief Dama Noel Pratt. It was then that he was seen on surveillance footage waving a gun inside of the store. The question asked was whether or not he had paid for the cream cheese, which was what set him off. Okay, I'm gonna let you listen to this video. I'm gonna let you listen to this video. Hang on. Here we go. Listen to this.
Details on a story you saw exclusively first on 10, a suspect bonding out of jail this morning after. Police say he held a Starbucks barista at gunpoint over, of all things, a side of cream cheese.
Well, that Starbucks employee happens to be the daughter of Miami Gardens top cop. Local 10's Parker Branton joins us live from West Miami-Dade with what he had to say. Parker.
Alex, good morning. Omar Wright walking out of jail this morning, confidently telling me that he is not guilty.
Talk to you, Omar.
Can we talk to you about your charges? 38-year-old Omar Wright walking out of jail Saturday morning. They said that he waved a gun in the air.
Stop doing that. Stop telling lies, bro. Stop telling lies, bro. You heard what I just told you, right?
Yeah.
Always go to Dunkin' Donuts. Never Starbucks, okay? Thank you,
Jonathan. We just wanted to ask you, though, they said you threatened over cream cheese. Is that true?
Wright is accused of waving a gun at a Starbucks barista in the drive-thru of the 27th Avenue store location in Miami Gardens. Police say he was upset over cream cheese. He was in court on Friday.
He didn't point the gun at the victim. He pointed it up in the air while he's demanding his cream cheese.
The police report says Wright threatened the victim, saying, quote, "I hate expletives like you, and you don't know who you're effing with. I'm from Carroll City." The barista happens to be the daughter of the Miami Gardens police chief.
Of course she was upset. Of course she was crying. And so I had to go into mom mode. It wasn't about law enforcement anymore. It was about being a mother.
Another Starbucks worker wrote down Wright's license plate, and a camera linked to the city's real-time crime center tracked down the car. The arrest made Thursday. Chief Delma Noel Pratt says this case proves how anyone can be affected by gun violence.
Things can happen, even to me.
Local 10 stopped by Wright's home. His parents are upset with the charges against their son.
Okay.
And Omar Wright's message was to wait for all of the facts to come out in the case. He says that will prove his innocence. Now, to stay updated on this case and to rewatch that interview with Omar Wright, I've got it posted on my social media pages. You can follow me at ParkerWPLG on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're live in West Miami-Dade. I'm Parker Branton, Local 10 News.
Okay. Let me just say this, though. If you're in Florida and you decide to do something very stupid and pull a stunt like this, yo, you don't deserve to say that you're innocent. Why in the hell would you actually pull a stunt over cream cheese at Starbucks? If you
If you're looking for an education that's reliable and affordable, enter Strand. With graduation
hold on, folks.
Fund, you can save up to 25% off the cost of your bachelor's degree.
Hold on, folks. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry about that, folks. Sorry about that. All right, so listen. You're going to pull a stunt like that at a Starbucks place of business over a fucking cream cheese. If you didn't have enough cream cheese, why don't you just ask for more cream cheese? You know what I'm saying? Like you really have to, you have to be the stupidest person to actually do some shit like that. And that's the kind of stuff that kind of really upsets me even more. And this is just crazy to me, man. And this actually deserves a buzzer. And to do something very stupid like that, though, man, you really deserve to be in jail. And that's why your stupid ass is getting flushed. All right. So, let me just get to, let me finish the rest of this. So Mr. Rice demands a cream cheese while armed with a firearm caused a well-funded fear in the victim, leading her to believe that if she didn't give him the cream cheese, whether he pays for it or not, her life was being put out at risk, the arrest report says. Wright, who lives in Miami Gardens, says he is licensed to carry the firearm, but he's now been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and has a $10,000 bond. Local 10 News in Florida caught up with Wright after he was released from jail, where he told the reporter, "Always go to Dunkin' Donuts, never Starbucks." He said that everyone needs to wait for all the facts to come out because those will prove his innocence. Yeah, right. This is crazy. This is very crazy. I'm sorry. This is very crazy to me. And I'm not really going to really get into too much of this shit. Let me see what I covered here. I had to cover that story. So let me see if there's any more. I don't think there's any more topics that I could do for this episode. So that's going to do it. So listen, if you like what you heard, all you got to do is show some love by making a generous donation to the PayPal, which is paypal.me/gmoneystacks Queens, New York. That's paypal.me/gmoneystacks Queens, New York. I'm sorry for the butcher, but I'm human at the end of the day. And also you could donate to my Cash App, which is $GMoneyStacks 555. That's $GMoneyStacks 555. Not asking you to break the bank. They're asking you to do your best on what you can afford. Now, also, I do apologize for the inconvenience of not using the laptop. Unfortunately, my laptop is out of commission. So, like I previously said in the beginning, I'm going to be using a tablet for now until I get me a new one. So, now that I got that out the way, let's go to the social media handle, shall we? So you can follow me on Instagram, which is GMoneyStacks 555 in Queens, New York. That's GMoneyStacks 555 INQUEENSMY. That's GMoneyStacks 555 in Queens, New York. Alongside with the podcast page, which is Off the Meat Rat Chains NY Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. All right. Now for streaming platforms on the go. You can find the podcast on Podorama. You have Podcast Addict. You have Anchor, Spotify, Pocket Cast, Podchaser. And when you go to the Podchaser link in the link tree where it says linktree.com/GMoneyStacks555, be sure to leave a 5-star review and your comments on what you thought about the topics in the episodes. I do apologize for the random video play that I didn't intend to play. So forgive me for that. Also, you can find the podcast on Pocket Cast. You got Podorama. You have Player FM. You got I did add another streaming platform, which is called Podfriend. You can also find Podfriend on the Linktree.com/GMoneyStacks on there. So you can listen to the episodes on Podfriend. You have Player FM. You have Spotify. You have TuneIn plus Alexa. You have Google Podcasts. You have Listen Notes. You have Deezer, Breaker, Anchor. You also have Amazon Music. And don't forget to listen to Off the Meat Rat Chains on Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Podfriend. You have iHeartRadio, the number one app for podcasting. And wherever you get your podcast on streaming platforms, all of it is going to be in the Linktree.com/GMoneyStacks. So when you click on there, you're gonna have a whole list of streaming platforms on the go. And last but not least, the YouTube. I need y'all, new listeners and current listeners, to do your part by subscribing to the YouTube channel, which is GMoneyStacks 555. Be sure to enable alerts on more video content where you can be notified of when the show goes in the air via live stream, upcoming episodes, previous recorded episodes. Be sure to leave a like and a comment in full sentences on what you thought about the topics, the episodes. And if you missed previous episodes whatsoever, don't worry. Everything is on every streaming platform that's previously posted. After this recording, it's going to be posted on the YouTube page. So don't worry about that. Also, don't forget to download your favorite. Don't forget to download your favorite episodes. Don't worry about that. And also, I did take a look at the Anchor .fm website to take a look at the plays. So far, there's been 845 plays so far and over 12 unique listeners. So thank you. Thank you so much for rocking with me tuning in and rocking with Off the Meat Rat Chains New York podcast. And this has been episode 44 in the books. So, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, like I previously said, all you gotta do is email the show Off the Meat Rat Chains NY podcast at gmail.com. Another option, actually there's two options. You can DM me at gmoneystacks555 in Queens, New York, if you have a chain letter that you like to be read on the air for advices. And another option is if you have any questions on today's episode or any previous episodes whatsoever, or anything whatsoever that's going on, and if you like to be featured on a segment called Black Owned Trendsetter Shoutouts that has a business that's Black owned, you can DM the podcast page, which is Off the Meat Rat Chains NY podcast on there, and that way I will shout you out. Because shoutouts is free. You can't put a price on support. And I would like to say before I leave the show, like I always say, is if you have a dream of being a podcaster and you want to create a show like I'm doing right now, all you got to do is not let anybody stop you. Don't let these clown burgers or clown chips stop you from doing your thing. And don't let them stop you from being happy. Because you know what you do to these clown burgers and clown chips? You eat them up like this. Yeah. Anyway, like I just said, man. Also, what I want to say is this, though. When it comes to doing the right thing, it's not about pleasing your parents. It's not about pleasing other people. You're doing the right thing for yourself. Because at the end of the day, not everybody is meant to be pleased. And I say this with the token of my soul. And I also want to say, be sure to reach out to your friends, especially when it comes to mental health. That is the most important thing, to reach out to people, because you may think that they're fine on the outside, but on the inside, they're really not. So you don't have to wait till May of each year to do a mental health check-in to your friends, your family members and stuff. And I'm going to leave it on that one. So, anyway, I'd like to say thank you for rocking with me on episode 44. And this has been Off the Meat Rat Chains New York podcast, episode 44. And I'm going to leave it at that. So, also, one more thing. When you're doing a recording of a podcast, whether it's podcasting and other career fields, it's about having confidence in yourself. Because nobody's gonna do it for you but you. And I'm gonna leave, and I'm gonna leave it off like that though. So like I said, it's been episode 44 of Off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast. I'm G Money Stacks, and thank you so much for rocking with me. Even though my other co-host is doing their thing, I don't mind them doing their own thing. So we'll see what happens with whether they come back. They'll pop in once in a while, so we'll see what happens. So that's going to do it. G Money Stacks clocking out. Peace and one love.
Listen, if you like what you heard, all you got to do is follow the podcast, comment about the topics and what you thought about the episodes of Off the Meat Rack Chains New York podcast on Facebook and Instagram, so you can be a part of the discussions for each topic every week. Plus, if you would like to be a guest co-host to chime in on topics, topic ideas, interviews, whether you are a rapper, singer, black-owned trendsetter that has a business, producer, actor, actress, doctor, DJ, VJ, radio personality, podcast host, other career fields, need advice that you want us to read on the air like a chain letter about anything, you can email the show at offthemeatratchainsnypodcast@gmail.com. offthemeatratchainsnypodcast@gmail.com. Now, where you can follow us is on Facebook and Instagram, which is all in one word, which is Off the Meat Rat Chains NY Podcast, alongside with my Instagram handle, GMoneyStacks555 in Queens, New York. That's GMoneyStacks555 INQUEENSNY. That's G Money Stacks 555 in Queens, New York. Now, in case you missed any of the episodes, don't worry, I got you. You can download your favorite episodes, like, subscribe, show the podcast some love with a 5-star rating. We show our realness as far as the subjects being discussed in the conversations we have in each episode of the podcast. Inspire, motivate, sense of humor is an important key here, because I believe laughter is the best medicine when it comes to dark times. We want the show to be the safety net of putting a smile on your faces, whether it's having bad days, losses of loved ones, work, and other difficult challenges. The show will be there for you no matter what you are going through. You are not alone in this case. Be sure to comment on the episodes with the topics, share the podcast and streaming platforms of Anchor, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Breaker, Deezer, Pocket Cast, Podchaser, Listen Notes, Player FM, Podorama, Podcast Addict, Google Podcasts, Audio Burst. And don't forget, you can find Off the Meat Rat Chain's New York podcast on Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and the YouTube. Plus, don't forget to subscribe to the channel page G-Money Stats 555. Click on the notification bell so you can be reminded of when Off the Meat Rat Chain's New York podcast goes on the air live. Upcoming live stream episodes, previous recorded episodes, like, comment on the episodes with the topics, share the podcast, including the streaming services with your friends. I'm G-Money Stacks, and thank you all for listening, tuning in, sticking around with us, and watching us on YouTube. And let's keep the views going and the subscribers going on the YouTube. Thank you. One love.